The recently opened Whitney Biennial features dozens of works that tackle themes like race and identity. But one painting this year is drawing a lot of attention. Open Casket is a white artist's depiction of an iconic photo that is a centerpiece of the civil rights movement. The photograph shows the open casket of 14-year-old Emmett Till, who was mutilated and killed after being accused of flirting with a white woman who recently recanted her accusations. WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli explains why this painting has become a lightning rod.
On the day the biennial opened, artist Parker Bright stood in front of the painting to protest its inclusion in the show. His T-shirt said Lynch Mob in a circle with a line through it on the front and Black Death Spectacle on the back. He posted a video of his protest on Facebook Live.
I believe that this piece is an injustice to the black community. I believe that it really doesn't do anything for the black experience, and I feel that this piece is actually a mockery for the Whitney to actually display.
People aren't just calling for this painting to be removed. Some want it to be destroyed. Artist Hannah Black is one of them. She wrote a long open letter railing against the artist, Dana Schutz, for, quote, treating black pain as raw material, saying the subject is not hers to use. Several dozen other people signed on to the letter with her as well. Rebecca Carroll is the editor of special projects at WNYC. She says the conversation shouldn't be about whether Schutz has the right to paint the piece.
I'm not saying that the piece should be destroyed. You know, you be an artist, you'd be prepared for the pushback, and be not only prepared for the pushback, but prepared to respond to the pushback.
She doesn't think Schutz's painting represents what Till's mother, Mamie Till, wanted when she left his casket open on purpose for the world to see.
When she said, I want them to see this image, she meant Dana Schutz. You know what I'm saying? She meant that it was white America that put her boy in a casket. She didn't mean, I want you to see this image and then interpret it the way that you fancy.
It's a tough painting to look at. Standing in front of it at the Whitney, I was struck by the amount of bright color. It's piled high on Till's abstracted face, which pops out of the canvas, in a way materializing the deformities created by the horrific violence inflicted on him. Some of the brushstrokes are harsh, dark, and hard, and a bold, prominent stroke sweeps across half his face. And for some, that's part of the problem. Aruna D'Souza is a writer and art critic. She says part of the issue is Schutz's mediation of the raw image Till's mother wanted to be seen.
So when Dana Schutz takes up that photograph and paints it, and she's painted it in a very expressionist, brushy way where the sort of violence of the brushstroke, I think, is meant to substitute for the violence that was the literal violence on Emmett Till's face. What she was doing, I think probably without thinking about it, was undoing Emmett Till's mother's political gesture.
But WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon believes the painting is an endorsement of civil rights.
It's a painting that offers an elegy for Emmett Till, and it's completely empathetic to his situation. There is no ambiguity about that.
She was surprised by the backlash.
I don't know what kind of culture we're living in, where only people of a particular ethnicity or race can comment about that ethnicity and race.
This is a complicated piece. The curators of the Whitney Biennial say they carefully chose it to be a part of the show because they wanted to take on tough topics like race and gender and identity that they thought would provoke a range of reactions and questions. Christopher Wailu is one of the curators.
For us, it's not about issues about just one work, but how all these works sit together, how they talk to each other, and how we can really talk about something that is just so difficult and so hard to confront, but that is very much part of the show that we decided to make.
Because of the strong reaction, the museum added the artist's own statement on a plaque alongside the painting. In it, Schutz says she made the piece at a time when several unarmed black men had been killed at the hands of police. And as a mother, she said she relates to Mamie Till and was trying to imagine her immense pain. But Schutz admits, and critics point out, that she can never know what it's like to be a black mother. I don't believe that people can ever really know what it is like to be someone else, she writes. But neither are we all completely unknowable. Anne-Marie Fertoli, WNYC News.